B-Pod Studios.
The Sports Hub.
No parents, no rules, no shirts, and best of all,
it's Kutcher and Rich.
I read you loud and clear.
98.5 The Sports.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
The Sports Hub.
No parents, no rules, no shirts, and best of all,
it's Kutcher and Rich.
I read you loud and clear.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
We're Kutcher and Rich. All right, so Rich, you're saying that there is a hidden gem in Carolina?
We have been poking too much fun, I think, at the people of Carolina. And to be quite honest, you know, I think that we should make an effort to highlight some of the positives. And yesterday, I found one that stands out amongst them all. Something that this could never happen in the city of Boston. Matter of fact, I can't see how it could even happen in Carolina, but it did. There is a weatherman who started his career in Carolina working for Channel 9 in Charlotte. His name is Mark Mathis. Now, I'm going to let you make assumptions as to why he's worked in about 14 other markets after this one, but during his time in Carolina, he became somewhat of a legend. This is, once again, like a regular, like, evening weather person.
Yeah, how did you find this?
I looked.
I don't know how you find all this stuff.
This is
this embarrassing guy from Charlotte.
I don't know, who knows if it's embarrassing. All I know is that this person is a star that might have burned out a little too early. Let's take a listen. This is Mark Mathis, evening weather person, prime time in Charlotte.
Doctors figure that flushing your pipes once in a while kind of cleans out the system and protects you.
Pipes at least once a day.
Okay, so that's him in the background while an actual story is going on about flushing your pipes, and that's him.
I bet you the newsroom's so psyched that he's doing that. Like, yeah, just come in and trample all over me. Don't mind us. What I love is when you just scream, literally scream for attention. Thank you so much for the time, sir. Can you imagine that? It's like Zolak, like being in the next room the whole game.
Doctors figure that flushing your pipes once in a while kind of cleans out the system and protects you.
Pipes at least once a day? Is that what we're calling it now?
You got to flush them out.
It's like your lucky weatherman here is going to live to be 150. Once a day ain't nothing. I mean, what are you doing in there? Well, what's going on? Just a little self-medication, mama. Medicating the self. Hey, we want to introduce you to somebody. Steve has a different girl in here every single night.
What the hell is going on?
Oh, my Lord.
Like, even if it was your son, why would you put them on the air? And what, is he like real fat or something?
No, he's just.
Oh, boy. And he was on real news?
Yeah, this is real news. This is an actual, like, television station, Channel 9. I don't know if it's like a CBS affiliate, but it's a real news station.
When he says flushing your pipes, is he referring to self-pleasure?
Yes. Yes. Like, you hear it's like he's knocking on the bathroom door.
Right. So he's talking about playing with himself.
Yes.
But now, why is he so out of breath?
I've been around people like him in clubs before, if you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, like they're on ecstasy.
Like a little
like
sweaty.
That. Yeah, but he just, like, why is he breathing so hard?
And then he goes from, like, breathing real hard to randomly talking to someone off the set and trying to pull them on to camera.
Did he work again after this?
Yeah.
He worked in many places, Fred. Rich wasn't kidding. He's been hired and fired by dozens.
And maybe you'll find out why.
If this is your reel, who hires you? Like, go to the library and find some bum
By the way, SEC education, just in case you were wondering.
Oh, yeah?
Mississippi State.
Yeah. All right, let's just let it roll.
I mean, what are you doing in there? Well, what's going on? Just a little self-medication, mama. Medicating myself. Hey, we want to introduce you to somebody. Steve has a different girl in here every single night. But this could be the one, people. This could be the one. Come here. Is it Laura, Julie, I don't know, whoever it was last night. Look out. From Charleston, South Carolina. Ow, hang on, you're not done yet. You gotta do the weather dance. Hello. Okay, you can get off camera now. Where can you go?
This is like Robin Williams after snorting all of Columbia.
Right, that's a Scarface-sized pile.
Yeah, he makes Robin Williams seem like Stephen Wright.
I mean, this woman did not want to be on camera. She doesn't work there. She's just like, hey, can I? She's like, oh, all right. And she wants to leave and hear the other egg is going, oh, boy. All right.
I don't think I've ever heard anyone this manic in my entire life. I mean, he's completely lost his mind. And I grew up in Detroit where they had anchors that were legit drunk on air. And this is way worse than that. What's going on in the background?
I think they're all just kind of, they're just showing him because they don't want to take the camera off him because you show anybody else, they all get their heads down like this. Every once in a while, you'll see a shot of them. They're like, I can't believe this guy.
Ow, hang on. You're not done yet. You got to do the weather dance. Hello. Okay, you can get off camera now. Where can you go? To get married to a man. Where can you go, really? Hawaii? New Jersey? Then you can go to New Jersey. Boston?
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts? Yeah. Should I just move along? Is this kind of a sensitive subject for everybody? Good gosh! Did the whole place just get quiet or what? What do you think I need to do? We're in the money. We're on the way. Keep it gay. Keep it gay. Keep it gay. Be Ollie stuck in bloom. Be Ollie.
Wait, what's happening? I'm literally befuddled. Like,
How did this exist?
How does it come up that he's talking about gay people getting married?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Do you think he's gay?
No. No, I know he's not because I've learned a little bit about some things he's gotten in trouble for on Twitter.
Can you imagine a weatherman bringing up same-sex marriage and then doing a gay voice? Where can y'all get married? Hawaii?
Once again, this is like the Fox affiliate or like the CBS. This is like
I take back everything I said about North Carolina. Hey, everybody, I'm getting married. Let's go to hell. This is insanity. This is the weather?
Yeah, this is the weather guy.
Oh, my God.
Should I just move along? Is this kind of a sensitive subject for everybody? Good gosh. Did the whole place just get quiet or what? What do you think I need to do? We're in the money. We're on the way. Keep it gay. Keep it gay. Keep it gay. Be Ollie stock in bloom. Be Ollie stock in bloom. We're in the money. We're on the way. Miranda, come here real quick. Come here. Hurry, please. Please hurry. This is very crucial. Seriously. This is from Old Navy. No. What's underneath? It looks like it's from Victoria's Secret. What are we wearing, Rick? What are you wearing that you're letting these people wear around here?
Let's just bring out one of the assistants, production assistants, to sexually harass her on TV.
How long ago was this?
This was early 2000s, like 2005.
Well, back then you could just get a girl on set and just pull up her shirt. I mean, those were the days. So did this PC culture.
He, like, grabs her shirt, like, pulls on it. Is it Victoria's Secret?
And what did people do? They just sat home and watched this?
Well, I mean, how do you not? I mean, in all honesty, this is one of the more spectacular things I've ever seen.
Mike, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey. This guy's a legend. My first TV market I worked in was some crap place in Colorado. And he was the local weather guy on the CBS affiliate, and he was must watch, absolutely must watch. And yeah, this is totally his shtick. Although he didn't have a southern accent back then, so
he got rid of that real quick.
So, do you know what the deal with that guy is?
He's just a wacky weather guy. He would always do stuff like
you know, he'd walk in front of the camera for no reason when there was, you know, the anchors were talking. He'd just walk in front of the camera, look at the camera, and
just, you know what? Just, I don't want this guy to spoil anything because let's let it roll. Okay. Let's let it roll because there's a lot more here. There's a lot more to digest.
Okay. All right, we're going to have to do it after we talk to Jeff Goodman.
Okay, are you all right?
This is...
Just a little self-medication, mama. Medicating myself.
Playing with, and so he didn't even have a southern accent when he was in Denver.
I guess after he moved, he had to learn how to get rid of that accent.
You got to do the weather dance. Hello.
B-Real just texted me. He's the hillbilly Al Caprillion.
Longitudinal. Hello, everybody. Oh, Caprillion was the best.
I like how he like can go like off like in this gay voice about gay marriage, but he has to say "good gosh." Like, doesn't that sum up everything?
Pretty much.
like you can say whatever you want.
Hey everyone, how you doing? I'm TV meteorologist Al Caprillion. We have amplitudinal jet stream. There's a lot of amplitude.
All right.
I mean.
My lord. All right. Jeff Goodman's going to join us.
What are we wearing, Rick? What are you wearing that you're letting these people wear around here?
That, you know, that would never get old. All right. So we'll
you know what he is? He's like Michael Scott almost as your weatherman.
But if Michael Scott was like that on The Office, it would have been canceled in two episodes.
It's like every weathercast is the Dundies.
Yeah,
just something wildly inappropriate.
But at least at the Dundies, he got sad for a minute before Pam passed out. All right, we'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
There's a lot more to worry about than
Dutcher and Rich.
It's a real nightmare.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Anybody says, knock that down for us right now, please. He ain't going to L.A. That's what they say. From everything that I've been hearing over the last few days, Kyrie Irving's heading to New York City. Kyrie Irving is heading to Madison Square Garden. With Kevin Durant, people in his inner circle are trying to bring the Nets into the mix. I am told that James Dolan himself has basically said, whatever the hell you want, I will move the hell out of the way. I will give you whatever you want. It doesn't matter. You came and said, I'll take care of you, to the Kyries and the Kevin Durants of the world.
Maybe you'll take him on a trip to Shabala. James Dolan's most famous song. Jeff Goodman. Not only a name in John Wallach's phone, he is a basketball analyst at Stadium, and he joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. Goodman, hello.
What's up, guys?
Hey. Appreciate you joining us.
Good morning. There was an article that kind of got some news around here over the past couple of days, even though it was something you had spoken with one of these players about a while back, but you had a mystery Celtics player, who I guess told you his displeasure of playing with Kyrie Irving. Can you kind of clarify what this player told you and what they were saying?
Yeah, I mean, basically the overall synopsis of what he said was, listen, you know, Kyrie's a hell of a player. We all know that talent-wise, but he's hard to play with. You know, he's a ball stopper. And the other part is, and this doesn't just go to the current Celtics player that I talk with, but it goes to members of the Cleveland Cavs organization when they had him and holds over to the Celtics organization now, is his moodiness. And the fact that you never know what you're going to get with Kyrie Irving makes it difficult to play with him, for him to have any sort of leadership qualities, which he really hasn't exhibited. I mean, you know, this was supposed to be his team, his opportunity to grow in Boston without LeBron, to have his own show. This is exactly what he signed up for, what he wanted. And instead, he's shown really none of those leadership qualities. Instead, you know, opting to throw some of these young players under the bus and his coach under the bus, a guy in Brad Stevens that, you know, you never hear a bad word about. I've known Brad since he was an assistant coach at Butler, and I've never heard a bad word about him. Yet it's clear that Kyrie doesn't have the respect for Brad Stevens that many share around the league and in college and anywhere he's been.
Now, Jeff, do you think that more players on the Celtics would prefer Kyrie to stay or to leave?
I can't answer that. You don't know. Ultimately, they know how talented he is. But I think if you're looking at it from some of these young guys, they're saying to themselves, well, he stunted our – we were better a year ago without him in the playoffs. We went further without him. Now we have him. It's a different dynamic. Obviously, the ball is in his hands quite a bit. And, again, I think the growth of some of these guys, you know, namely Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, and even the progression of Gordon Hayward was stunted because Kyrie was more about Kyrie than he should have been about the team.
All right, so, Jeff, the big question is, do the Celtics believe they're better off with or without him, taking into account the next 3 years?
I mean, that's a million-dollar question, right? What do? Danny Ainge is you. And understanding you have to have talent in order to win a championship. Kyrie is one of the most talented guys in the league. I don't think Kyrie's going to change. I just don't. You know, I've covered him since AU ball through, you know, his shortened season at Duke when he got hurt, and enough in the NBA to know that I think this is him. This is what you're going to get. So can Brad Stevens change? Can he learn how to coexist or deal with Kyrie more effectively if Kyrie came back, or if you add Anthony Davis to the equation? Does winning cure all, right? I mean, if you win, Kyrie's the guy. You know, Anthony Davis is a guy that doesn't have a big ego. I know, you know, it didn't look good this past year with Anthony Davis kind of bailing on his team. But I think so much of that can be attributed to Rich Paul, his agent, who he hired recently. Similar with Kawhi Leonard, right? Kawhi didn't play a year ago, got a lot of pushback, people killing him. But I think, again, most of that was due to his uncle calling the shots there. Two guys in Anthony Davis and Kawhi Leonard that aren't strong personalities. Well, Kyrie's a strong personality. And I just don't know, again, if he's willing to change. I don't think there's a coach that he's ever going to completely respect unless you give him a guy like Kobe Bryant, somebody like that who's played the game at the highest level. But I think he feels like he knows more than everybody else.
Okay, so you obviously don't think he can change. And if they decide to keep him, you know, you mentioned Kobe Bryant coming in. There was a story about the Celtics possibly wanting to bring in someone like Kendrick Perkins as an assistant coach, because I know that he was supposed to be in the big three. He dropped out, and there's speculation as to maybe he's going to be part of the organization. Is he a big enough personality, someone who's won before but also is a fairly imposing figure and isn't afraid to speak his mind? Is that enough in order to keep someone like Kyrie in order?
Do you really think Kyrie respects Kendrick Perkins? Really? I mean, come on.
I wouldn't know. I know that as far as his, like, what he's won and all of that, or his place in the NBA history, maybe not. But, I mean, he is a fairly intimidating guy.
Yes. There might be some fear of Kendrick Perkins beating his ass. But that's about it. That's absolutely about it. I don't think there's any respect there based on what Kendrick Perkins has done in his career. Listen, the Celtics lost one of their assistants, Micah Shrewsbury, is going back to Purdue. They got to bring in somebody, and yeah, I think it is a significant hire, but I'm not sure any of this matters. I think Kyrie is likely gone to New York, to Brooklyn, somewhere. I don't think he stays in Boston. So I think now you got to figure out a way to, you know, what do you do? How much money are you going to have to pay Terry Rozier? Is he going to be good enough as a full-time point guard? And now you've got to see what you have in Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown, or you just still try to get Anthony Davis and roll the dice and see if you can package an Al Horford and Jaylen Brown and say, all right, we're going to go in with a crew of Anthony Davis. You got to keep Jason Tatum, in my opinion. I still believe Jason Tatum can be a Hall of Fame player. I really do. I think he's that talented, that gifted. But I think, again, having Kyrie really stunted his growth this year.
Is there a trade that the Celtics can give the Pelicans that doesn't involve Jason Tatum where they could still get Anthony Davis?
I think it's going to be hard. I think, you know, the problem was this Sacramento draft pick could have been a huge chip. But the Kings had such a good year. Right now it's looking tonight with the draft lottery that it's going to be the 14th overall pick. A lot of people had it projected as top three. If it was, you could have had that chip to go along with like a Horford, Jaylen Brown. And then I think you could have gotten Anthony Davis. But I just don't think you have enough. These picks aren't commanding enough.
All right. When you look at the draft and you see what do you think of the depth of it? And what do you think of Zion Williamson? Yeah, the depth sucks.
The draft stinks. It stinks. I've been covering the draft for 15 years now. It's the worst, I think, depth-wise that I've seen since I've been covering it. Now, the top three are really good. Top three are really good. Zion's obviously a guy that could be a franchise-changing type player. Ja Morant is probably going to go number two for Murray State. He's an elite-level athlete with great court vision as a point guard. And then R.J. Barrett probably goes number three from Duke, who's a big, long, skilled, versatile wing who can play some point, but he'll play on off the ball quite a bit. Then there's a drop-off. After three, there's a significant drop-off to, what do you want to say, DeAndre Hunter at four from Virginia, Jarrett Culver at four from Texas Tech. Good players, but again, not the highest level guys. So, you know, maybe the Celtics get fortunate here somehow and get in the top. You know, they've got some options here potentially tonight, but they're long shots that they can crack the top, you know, four or five.
All right, Jeff Goodman, I know the Celtics are pretty screwed if they can't re-sign Kyrie Irving as far as, man, this sucks.
I don't know if they're completely screwed. That's the mantra, right? But let's think about this team a year ago and how much fun they were to watch with Rozier, with Tatum, with Brown, with Horford. The ball moved. They defended. They played together. They were so much fun to watch. And then you add a maybe healthy, old, you know, form Gordon Hayward to that group, who also, by the way, is a team guy who moves the ball. The locker room will be better. I don't know. I mean, are they that screwed?
It depends on what the expectations are. I think money-wise.
Because you're right. I don't think he should stay. But, I mean, the amount of money they were going to be able to spend on a guy like Kyrie Irving was nice. And because of all the bird rights stuff, you know, they don't get anywhere near that amount. So who is out there that's affordable that the Celtics might be able to bring in free agency that could make a difference?
You know, that's going to be the problem is are they going to be able to get another big-time free agent, both financially and one who's willing to come to Boston. It's not like, you know, the Celtics have a long history, storied history of signing big-name free agents. Remember when Al Horford came here a few years ago? That was like a huge thing. And he was an elite-level free agent. He was kind of that second tier. And then they get Hayward, and you're kind of in business. And, you know, maybe you can get one more good piece. But I don't think you're going to get a franchise-changing guy.
If the expectations are to win an NBA championship and you lose Kyrie Irving and all these things you were just talking about happening, I agree with you about Gordon Hayward. If you somehow find the Gordon Hayward of 2 years ago, that helps. How quickly does a guy like Tatum have to mature to get you into contention to win a title?
Right away.
Yeah.
I mean, right away. But we saw that last year in the playoffs. Like, he was dominant. He was a dominant, dominant player. And again, I think if the ball moves, you're not going to have as many guys taking contested, making poor decisions because they're worried that they're not going to see the ball back. You know, and Terry Rozier, while he's not nearly as talented offensively as Kyrie Irving, he's a guy they like to play with a little bit more because he will move the ball. And the other thing is the defense will be much better. Like, Rozier wasn't good this year. We know that. But I actually thought he handled himself better than anticipated with his role, right? He didn't really bitch and complain. He said some things at the end of the year, which were truthful. But Terry Rozier played like a top 10 point guard a year ago down the stretch. Can he do that on an everyday basis for, you know, 80-plus games in the postseason? I think we're going to see. And it'll be interesting to see how much money they have to pay him because he's a restricted free agent. And it'll be interesting to see how much another team puts forth. It's going to be based on need. If there's another team out there that is desperate for a point guard, they could overpay for Terry Rozier. But I think he gets, you know, some offer in the $15 million, you know, something $13 to $15 million a year. And I think the Celtics have to match it. They have no choice if Kyrie walks.
You're the first person since the end of the season that's made me feel anything but doom and gloom about the future of the Celtics.
Listen, again, Tatum can be an all-star, right? Horford is still a really good piece. A lot of it depends on Gordon Hayward. And Jaylen Brown, to me, is always a really good, like, fourth or fifth guy on your team. And by the way, if you're playing in transition, which they really weren't a whole lot down the stretch, Jaylen Brown's terrific. But if you put him in the half court, he's a completely different player. So if you got Rozier, Tatum, Brown, you got young, fresh legs, they can get up and down, they can take advantage. And maybe bring Marcus Morris back if Kyrie leaves.
All right, this is out of left field. It has nothing to do with the Celtics. But I'm interested in your opinion because it's a weird fit in the NBA right now. But Zion Williamson, at his size and his the way he shoots, how good of an NBA player do you think he's going to be?
He surpassed my expectations. I mean, I didn't think he'd be nearly this good this past year at Duke. Like, I'd seen him a lot in AAU ball. Not a lot, but enough. And you're just mesmerized by the athleticism that you fail to realize, or maybe it just wasn't that good, the skill level. That's the part that blew me away this year was, you know, he's much more skilled, good decision maker, good passer, not a great shooter. But, man, this kid is fun to watch because he plays hard. He plays the right way. Everybody loves playing with him. You can see it. And now you're adding shooters around him, which he didn't have at Duke. Okay, didn't have any shooters, and you're adding space. So I think Zion can be I'm not ready to say like I remember the first guy was Marbury. Stephon Marbury came out with a tweet early this year and said, like, he's LeBron. Like, he's better than LeBron, he's gonna be better. And I looked at him like, what a moron Marbury is. Now I honestly don't think he's gonna be LeBron because you can't pass it like LeBron. And they're similar in terms of their ability to shoot at the same age, the same stage. But I think Zion will be a perennial all-star. I don't think he'll be one of the top maybe three players in the game, but I think he'll be a perennial all-star. And, man, he's going to sell a lot of tickets.
Yeah, that's the thing is he's going to be a superstar before he even hits the court.
That's right.
All right, Jeff Goodman from Stadium. You can read him there. Thank you so much for the time, sir.
You got a guess.
All right, appreciate it.
How about that? Feeling a tiny bit better.
Well, I mean, that's the other option. I mean, that's the only other option the Celtics have. I think to re-sign Rozier and just leave Tatum and Brown alone.
And have Tatum be a Hall of Famer.
Yep.
That's all you need.
If that's what you believe is true, and I still think that Tatum is a number one who is finding his way this past year. And he looked confused at times because he was so used to having the basketball last year. All of a sudden, Kyrie Irving had it a ton. And he really wasn't sure how to fit in. But I've always thought Tatum was going to be good.
At least then it will be a team that I don't hate.
Sure.
Like, at least then, it's like, all right.
The question
is, I can root for now.
Is this a team that can contend for a championship?
Man, Milwaukee's so damn good.
I mean,
they're so damn good.
Giannis is going to be a free agent in a couple of years, but he's got, I mean, I would think Milwaukee. Obviously, yeah. Milwaukee can offer more money. I mean, he's having a lot of fun up there, man. And Milwaukee's really good, so I don't think he'll go anywhere.
All right. We'll go back to our friend from Carolina. The oddest weatherman I've ever heard, and that... And that is a hard thing to say because often they are very odd people, but we will have that for you. Here are the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Dutcher and Rich. Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Game 3 tonight against, I guess, a mentally fatigued Carolina Hurricane team. Pre-game starts at 7:30. Puck drops at 8 right here, the only place that you can hear this game. And Rich for somehow found this, but it is one of the odder things that you'll hear. It is a man who, Charlotte's not like the world's, it's not the world's smallest market. I mean, and so they have a guy doing on the regular news on like a regular network affiliate. Mm-hmm. He's doing the weather. And we just met him.
As I said, I mean, we've spent a lot of time kind of crapping on the people of Carolina and, you know, and anyone who...
I think they crapped on us a little bit more.
I think you're right. I think we spent a second crapping on them, and then they spent like a whole lot of time on Twitter and the internet crapping on us. But so I was like, you know what? Let's find something good, something that stands out amongst the Carolinians. And I found this weatherman who started his weather career, it seems, in Charlotte, and... I've never seen anything like this before on a regular network television station as far as the news is concerned. And his name is Mark Mathis. Mark Mathis, ever since his stint in Carolina, has been employed by about 17 other places. I have no idea where he's employed now, but maybe this audio here is will give you some sort of a explanation as to why he might not have lasted in too many places for too long.
Doctors figure that flushing your pipes once in a while kind of cleans out the system and protects you.
Pipes at least once a day? Is that what we're calling it now?
You gotta flush them out.
It's like your lucky weatherman here is gonna live to be 150! Once a day ain't nothing! I mean, what are you doing in there? Well, what's going on? Just a little self-medication, mama. Medicating myself. Hey, we want to introduce you to somebody. Steve has
a... I have to stop it. Is he referring to still living with his mother and her knocking on the bathroom door at his age about asking what he's doing?
That might be the case. Somebody pointed out something. The breathing is very Michelle Therrien-esque.
Ah.
Crap.
There's a little bit to it.
Just two evil geniuses looking at a table full of poo.
Crap.
That's a scene for the new Die Hard.
Right. It's the new Hans Gruber.
Yeah. What do you want? Crap.
Hey, we want to introduce you to somebody. Steve has a different girl in here every single night. But this could be the one, people. This could be the one. Come here. Is it Laura, Julie, I don't know, whoever it was last night. Look out. All right, from Charleston, South Carolina. How? Hang on. You're not done yet. You got to do the weather dance. Hello. Okay, you can get off camera now. Where can you go to get married to a man? Where can you go, really? Hawaii? New Jersey? Then you go to New Jersey. Boston?
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts? Yeah. Should I just move along? Is this kind of a sensitive subject for everybody? Good gosh! Did the whole place just get quiet or what? What do you think I need to do? We're in the money. We're on the way. Keep it gay. Keep it gay. Keep it gay. Be Ollie Stock and Bloom. Be Ollie Stock and Blue. We're in the money. We're on the way.
I mean, really, it's like Matt Foley, motivational speaker, and Michael Scott became a weatherman. It's, you know, like the love child of those two together.
Yeah, and then did bath salts and went about their business.
You know, it sounds like your imitation of the Judge Showtime Berman. Remember that guy?
Yeah,
Showtime. It sounds like your imitation of that guy.
We're in the money, hey, gay stuff. Jeez. No one has a problem with it.
Miranda, come here real quick. Come here. Hurry, please. Please, hurry. This is very crucial. Seriously. This is from Old Navy. No. What's underneath? It looks like it's from Victoria's Secret. What are we wearing, Rick? What are you wearing? You letting these people wear around here?
Okay, so he brings like a production assistant onto this, onto like the camera, and like grabs like her collar of her shirt and like is like, what do we got here? Looks like Victoria's Secret under there. And she like goes, oh my God, and walks off. I mean, this is Michael Scott. This is just like a good old televised sexual harassment.
No, Michael Scott at least had moments of silence. My Lord.
So she goes running off the set.
Al Caprillion's like droopy dog compared to this guy.
This is right. What's in the coffee?
I just is trying so hard. All right, here we go.
63. I'm sorry? What's the problem? What? Come here. Come here. Hurry. Here. 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 Here.
Well,
no, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong?
I don't understand why you're picking on me.
I'm not picking on you.
Nothing's wrong.
It's just that you're an easy target. You're right there on camera one.
Three.
Ooh. Ooh. Sassy. I like it.
Oh my God.
Is he like pouring with sweat?
Oh yeah.
And like
yeah.
itching his neck.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Like he can't stand still. Oh, Fred, I mean honestly.
Okay, so he's like itching his neck and grinding his teeth.
Oh yes, it's all the signs.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Does anyone know how long he was on that station for?
I'll have to take a look, but I mean...
One?
Apparently, according to reports, it did also involve a stint in rehab.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Probably for barbiturate abuse.
could you imagine this being on TV?
Yeah, like I'd watch it, but...
Dan just says, does he ever get to the weather?
like it's so bad, it's great, but it would grind on me. Like to the point where I couldn't watch it.
I don't know, if it's 2 minutes a night.
No. I'd last a week. That would be it.
I'd last a week.
I'd start to hate him.
I'd be all in.
No. You'd be all in for a while if you had this job, but if you were a normal person watching the 6 o'clock news, you'd last a week. With this guy.
First of all, I haven't watched local news in since last snowstorm.
I understand.
But another thing is that I'd start to hate him. Like this just manic for the sake of being manic is awful. The only reason this is at all tolerable is because he's on an actual network show. No,
well, that's why it is. I mean, the dude is on a real primetime. This is the evening news.
I'm trying to think of even more spazzier than Michael Scott. There's got to be someone. I mean, there's Robin Williams, and he did a ton of coke. All right, we'll see.
Tommy Lee bears it all for an internet site. He's not selling copies of his tape.
Pamela Anderson video. Yeah. That box needs to be just a little bit bigger. Trust me. Okay, now everybody in the studio is smiling. There's nobody laughing.
Do you hear the double entendre, too? He's referring to the box of the porno.
No. I think he's talking about the black box that is over Tommy Lee's crotch.
Oh, see,
video. Like, they're marking it out.
He was more clever than that.
No.
I thought that the size of the box that the video was in would have to be bigger due to the size of his penis.
Listen to the gasps from the people in the newsroom.
I'll tell you one thing. Oh, look at that penis. Hi, my right. Hey, everybody, look at me.
It's like somebody needs a dart gun to shoot him in the neck at the end of every broadcast.
Hey, everybody, it's a cry for help every night. This is not normal.
Oh, it just falls to the ground.
No, they shoot him with one, and then he runs around having a fit. Then they shoot him with another one, and he won't go down. We've used three elephant tranquilizers on this guy.
Rock and Roll Mike is saying, I got a career ahead of me.
This is crazy.
That's right.
I can visualize.
This is Rock and Roll Mike as a weatherman.
No, this is Rock and Roll Mike seems like Karen Carpenter. Yeah.
That box needs to be just a little bit bigger. Trust me. Okay, now everybody in the studio is smiling. There's nobody laughing.
You know something's going over well where you have to explain to the audience that everyone's smiling.
Rock and Roll Mike lives outside!
What if that was Rock and Roll Mike?
Right. This was 10 years ago, so.
That's a good point.
Rock and Roll Mike knows the weather! It's going to be cloudy with a chance of blood pouring from my orifices. it's going to be sunny with me doing stuff in the alley for Monday. The dumpster behind the Target in Everett will be filled with me.
We're all embarrassed.
Oh, have y'all seen the Pamela Anderson video?
Does she have one out?
No.
Come on. Folks, I got nothing tonight. I'm dying out here. I'm dying. With this crowd.
How are you, Tomiko?
Are you doing good tonight, my sweet angel of light? I did a little something earlier this evening that made Tomiko a little upset, but she doesn't stay upset long. Hey, we got some big old thunderstorms out there. Let me put this. Hey, looky there. Worked. Mount Pleasant, 1021. Finger. There's a town called Finger.
What the hell is going on?
He doesn't know anything.
He's
about
like, beam me up. I'm ready for you to take me. 1021. Finger.
Rock and roll, Mike. This outside.
Who's doing the? Oh, it's Tiffany. Tiffany, I need to borrow.
I mean, come on. I mean, come on. And that, like, it's like all post-nasal drip. And now you know he's running out of steam. Like by the end of the 11 o'clock, he's out of steam.
Who's doing the? Oh, it's Tiffany. Tiffany, I need to borrow when you're back up here. All right, here we go. A few clouds at 62 degrees. Tiffany's like on the patch every other week. You know, so you go up there one day, there's none. Oh, I'm on the patch, and then this week it's like.
Just a good old boy. Oh my God.
I mean,
ooh, sassy! I like it sassy.
That does sound like rock and roll, Mike.
I mean, it sounds just like rock and roll, Mike.
Like all this stuff would be fine, like on the radio, but just the idea that he's in that, like,
there's
to be so careful on the news.
There's video of the two anchors, the main woman and the main man, sitting there, and him just running up to him, going, yeah, grabbing their shoulders, and then running off.
All right. In the break, you're gonna have to show me what. Yeah. Yeah. All right, so we'll stay on hold. We'll get to you eventually. Stu Grimson, who I used to enjoy watching him fight. He will join us in just a matter of moments.
Ooh, sassy! I like it sassy!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Sarge here.
Yeah,
I can't hear.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.